Welcome back to Know It All, the podcast where we make learning accessible to everyone, everywhere. I'm Madeline, and today we're diving into something that's all around us, something we use almost every day, cars. Have you ever wondered what actually happens when you turn the key in the ignition or press the gas pedal? How do all those moving parts come together to take you from point A to point B? Well, buckle up, because we're about to break it all down. A car is, at its core, a machine designed to convert fuel into motion. Most cars on the road today use internal combustion engines, though electric vehicles are becoming more common. Let's start with the basics, the engine. The engine is like the heart of the car, responsible for producing power. In a gasoline-powered car, fuel and air mix in the engine cylinders and are ignited by a spark plug, creating tiny controlled explosions. These explosions push pistons up and down, turning the crankshaft, which eventually powers the wheels. That's the process of internal combustion, taking chemical energy from fuel and converting it into mechanical energy. But an engine alone doesn't make a car move. That's where the powertrain comes in. The powertrain includes the engine, transmission, and drivetrain, working together to send power to the wheels. The transmission is particularly important because it controls how much power actually reaches the wheels. Just like how you shift gears on a bicycle to make pedaling easier or harder, a car's transmission adjusts the engine's power to ensure smooth acceleration and efficiency. There are two main types of transmissions, manual and automatic. In a manual transmission, the driver shifts gears using a clutch and gear stick. In an automatic, the car does the shifting for you. The goal of both systems is the same, delivering the right amount of power to the wheels at any given speed. So now the engine is producing power and the transmission is managing it, but how does that power actually move the car forward? That's where the drivetrain and wheels come into play. In most vehicles, power is transferred from the engine through a drive shaft to the wheels. Some cars are front-wheel drive, meaning the engine powers only the front wheels, while others are rear-wheel or all-wheel drive, which can improve performance and traction. Now, just as important as making a car move is making it stop. That's the job of the braking system. Most modern cars use disc brakes, where brake pads clamp onto a spinning disc attached to the wheel. When you press the brake pedal, it triggers a hydraulic system that slows the car down by creating friction. This is why it's so important to keep your brakes in good condition. Without them, driving would be pretty dangerous. Okay, so we have power, we have movement, and we have brakes. But how do we control where the car goes? That's the role of the steering and suspension systems. The steering system allows you to turn the wheels, changing the direction of the car. Most modern cars use power steering, which makes it much easier to maneuver, especially at low speeds. The suspension system is what keeps your ride smooth. If you've ever driven over a pothole, you can thank your suspension for keeping the impact from being too jarring. It consists of springs and shock absorbers that help absorb bumps in the road, making sure your tires stay in contact with the pavement for better control. Now, let's talk about what powers a car. Traditional gasoline and diesel engines rely on fossil fuels, which are burned to create energy. But as we move toward a more sustainable future, electric vehicles, or EVs, are becoming more common. Instead of an internal combustion engine, EVs use large batteries and electric motors to generate motion. This eliminates the need for fuel and reduces emissions, making electric cars a cleaner alternative. One major difference between gas-powered cars and electric ones is how power is delivered. Electric motors provide instant torque, which means faster acceleration compared to traditional engines. However, charging infrastructure and battery range remain challenges that the auto industry is working to improve. So, in summary, a car is a carefully designed system where the engine generates power, the transmission manages that power, the drivetrain and wheels turn it into motion, the brakes stop it, and the suspension keeps the ride smooth. Whether you're driving a gas-powered car or an electric vehicle, every component plays a crucial role in getting you safely to your destination. Understanding how cars work not only makes you a more informed driver, but also helps you appreciate the incredible engineering behind everyday transportation. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share Know It All with your friends. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.